Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hi, 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 and welcome to Shift Talking. I'm Davina Hain, your mental health coach and professional friend here to help you build a life that is unfuckwithable. Today, we have our Shift RX, and this is the shift we are going to be talking about. How do I know if I need a coach or a therapist? And okay, it's not always black and white, but I'm here to help you figure it out in under 10 minutes, right? It's our daily dose. First, if you're even asking this question, I need you to genuinely congratulate yourself. Seriously. It means that you're open to doing the work, and that's courageous as hell. So let's sit with that, carry that, and understand that asking for help is not weakness, it is strength. We have these abilities inherently, and we are born being able to ask for help. It is the courageous thing to do. It is the normal, healthy thing to do. Refusing help when you need it is one of the most unhealthy things that we can do. Think about any other industry and think if people would ever praise you for not getting the help that you need. Okay, so please give yourself credit for that if you're even considering this. The quick truth of this is that most people aren't taught how to choose the right kind of help. They go to a therapist when maybe a coach is what they need or vice versa, and then we end up stuck or misdiagnosed. So let's clear that up so you can make an informed decision next time you're thinking about reaching for help or considering making a switch in provider. We'll start with some quick pros and cons of therapy and coaching, and then red and green flags when working in either one. So the pros of therapy is that there's deep emotional healing. It's great for addressing deep-rooted emotional issues, traumas, long-term mental health concerns. Therapy also uses evidence-based practices. We use research-backed methods like CBT, DBT, EMDR that have been proven effective for treating a wide range of mental health concerns. It's also a safe space for processing. It's a confidential environment for emotional processing without judgment. And it also provides expert guidance for specific mental health concerns. Therapists are equipped to diagnose and address serious conditions like depression, anxiety, PTSD, other mental health disorders, processing trauma and healing through it. It's really a deeper rooted system. The cons of therapy is that there's a slow pace of progress because it either tends to be deeply reflective or we're really like digging in slowly, especially if we have clients who are resistant. So it can take some time to see noticeable improvements, especially when we're working through traumas. Therapy is also less action-oriented. Therapists can sometimes feel like it's all about discussing feelings without as much focus on taking action or setting goals. That's usually one of the top complaints I get. Is that, okay, yeah, like I'm understanding that I am this way and why I am, but like what do I do about it is typically where people go from therapy into coaching. Therapy isn't always goal-driven, which I think could be a pro and a con. If you're looking for specific outcomes or measurable progress, therapy is likely not going to give you that structured roadmap. The pros of coaching, focused on tangible results, right? It's action-oriented, focused on achieving measurable goals, whether they're personal, professional, or relational. There are clear strategies for improvement, so coaches provide concrete tools, strategies, and systems to help you reach your goals and work through obstacles in real time. So therapy is much more past-oriented in order to help heal our present, and coaching is much more present-oriented in order to achieve the future that we're hoping for. There are faster results in coaching, so if you're looking to tackle specific behavior, skills, challenges, coaching often helps you see quicker results because, of course, it's tailored to your needs and meant to be more action-oriented. Coaching also helps with motivation and accountability. It helps keep you on track, provide encouragement, and help you push through challenges with personalized accountability. In therapy, you don't really sell yourself. You're not going to be out there kind of like cold calling people. There's not going to be that part. Like therapy is very much like, if you're ready, then come in. If you're not, then don't. The cons of coaching are that they aren't suitable for mental health treatment. Coaching is not a substitute for therapy, you guys. If you have deep emotional issues or trauma, coaching alone is not enough. It can also be pricey, and it also isn't regulated. So coaches may not have formal training in mental health, which can then, of course, pose a risk to you if you choose someone without the qualifications to actually do this work. Coaching also doesn't deal with diagnoses or clinical intervention. So if you're looking for a diagnosis, emotional healing from deeper rooted trauma, or help with a serious mental health issue, therapy is by far the better option to get you started. Now we'll go into what gets addressed in therapy versus coaching. In therapy, it's emotional processing, mental health management, behavioral root causes, and coping mechanisms. So this is grief, trauma, PTSD, deep anxiety, depression, other mental health conditions like OCD, bipolar disorder, eating disorders. These are all where clinical expertise is necessary. This allows for us to, within therapy, to dig into past experiences to understand how they shape your present thoughts and behaviors. That's definitely something that still happens in coaching, but it's not at as deep of a level. I typically say that in therapy, we live in the past, it's residence, and in coaching is reference. And then within the coaching side, we would address developing skills to deal with overwhelming emotions or crises. In coaching, it's about personal growth, behavior change, skill development, mindset shifts. So setting and achieving specific goals around relationships, career, lifestyle, shifting habits, breaking through mental blocks, learning new emotional regulation techniques, developing those skills around conflict resolution, communication, assertiveness, personal development in general. And then the mindset shifts are for empowering you to adopt a growth mindset, right? Boosting self-confidence, helping you tackle challenges head on. So these are really quick descriptors. There will, of course, be gray that we live in. And it's if you go to somebody, if you are in the coaching space who is vetted, who is actually qualified, who has formal education and training in being this agent of change for people, they will know what belongs where. If your coaching starts to feel way too much like therapy, it's a bit of a red flag, but talk to your coach about it, because sometimes, especially if they're trained in therapy like we are, we will kind of sometimes naturally find ourselves like going right into the therapeutic kind of pond. Okay. So now we're going to go into red flags and green flags. For therapy, focus on just the past, no action for the future. So therapy should be about healing and processing, but if you're constantly revisiting the path with no movement toward actionable solutions or forward progress, something is off, right? If you're just in there talking each time and they aren't suggesting anything new and different, and there's just, it's only about the past, it's too long. There's only so much digging we can do. If there's inconsistent or unclear boundaries, so if you're finding that your therapist isn't setting healthy boundaries, they're overly casual, disorganized, lacking professionalism, obviously a red flag. No focus on practical tools for daily life. It can sometimes be a place to vent, but if you're not walking away with tangible coping mechanisms or real-world strategies, it may not be serving you the way that it should. And if your therapist isn't well-versed in your specific need. So not all trained therapists are trained in every area. So if you're dealing with something specific, make sure they specialize in your area of concern. It's kind of like a general doctor versus a specialist. At some point, you're going to need a specialist. Green flags for therapy is if there's an emotional and mental health processing emphasis, if there's accountability to progress, if there's personalized coping strategies, space to process in-depth emotions, like those are all really good things. For coaching, red flags, if there's focus on surface level or generic advice, right? The coaches who offer one size fits all advice without tailoring strategies to your unique situation, it's a massive red flag. It just means that they learned one template once and they're just reusing it. It's regurgitated. If it feels like their advice could apply to just anyone, it's probably not a good fit for you. If they have a lack of qualifications or experience, disclaimer, please, this is going to be huge. Coaching doesn't have the same formal education requirements as therapy. There isn't even a formal education requirement. If your coach lacks the proper credentials or experience in the area they're coaching, it's a red flag. For me, when I am choosing a coach to work with, if they don't have a minimum of a master's degree, I'm not interested. It's not just what you can learn from the books, from the curriculum. It is about what you are taught and how to be a clinician. It's so important, you guys. The red flag for coaching, again, is no tangible progress. If you aren't seeing forward movement, it might just be that their strategies aren't aligned with your goals or they're not offering actionable steps. And finally, is if emphasis on self-improvement over emotional healing. So coaching can push you toward growth, but if it's the only focus to be the next best thing and like leaves emotional baggage unaddressed, it may not be enough. It may not be encompassing enough for your needs. If coaching is action-oriented and goal-focused, there's accountability and support, there's focus on your mindset, your narratives, your growth, and tailored strategies and plans, those are all green flags all day. And here's the final truth here. Diagnoses are not the end-all be-all of healing. And just because you don't have a diagnosis doesn't mean that you're not in need of support. You don't have to be like sick enough to work on yourself. Please remember that healing, growth, and personal development happen at all stages, regardless of whether you have a diagnosis. And just because you're struggling doesn't mean that you need a diagnosis. Sometimes the diagnosis is just fucking life and being human. Healing and growth and personal development happen at all stages. So therapy and coaching can help you on your journey. It just depends what you need to work through and how you want to go about achieving it. So whether you're choosing a therapist or a coach, it's all about what you're looking for. Make sure that you get clear on your needs. Use the SHIFT framework. Don't be afraid to ask questions when choosing the right kind of help. And remember, no matter what you choose, you are still doing the work. And that is the most important part. If you need guidance in who to choose, how to choose them, reach out to me privately. I will more than happily take some time to help you find the right therapist in your insurance network, go over why insurance is shitty and why it's helpful. If you want to find someone, I don't care if you work with me. I, of course, want you to. I want to work with you depending on what it is that you want to work on. And I just want to make sure that you get where you're needing to go. I take so many consultations of people who say insurance is a non-negotiable, and it is for them, and I'm still making sure that they're getting tied in with people who are within their network and are a good fit. If you need guidance, please contact me. I am not a salesperson. I just want you to do the work, and I want you to find somebody that you want to do the work with. As always, this is your empowerment, one shift at a time. Take your dose. I'll see you on Thursday for my conversation with Lindsay Paoli. Stay steady.